Out-of-state casino gambling declined significantly after Massachusetts opened its first casino in the summer of 2015. That's one of the findings released recently from an ongoing major study by the University of Massachusetts Amherst on the impacts of casino gambling in the state. The research, commissioned by the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, is being led by UMass Amherst professor Rachel Volberg. She spoke about the new report with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
People who had been gambling at out-of-state casinos but lived in Massachusetts were increasingly or were significantly less likely to go to out-of-state casinos to gamble in the prior year and more likely to gamble at a Massachusetts casino, which would have only been Plain Ridge Park Casino, the slot parlor, because that was the only one that was open at that time.
Has the research found more gambling addiction in Massachusetts since the casinos opened?
No, we haven't seen any evidence of that, certainly not in the Plainville and surrounding communities area. We did do a baseline survey that was targeted on Plainville and surrounding communities in 2014, and we followed it up with a survey in 2016 and did not find any significant change in the number of problem gambling cases in that area. We won't know the answer to the statewide changes until we do a large follow-up general population survey at the end of 2020.
Are you learning more, though, about how people develop gambling problems? What are some of the factors that lead to why some people have gambling problems and others don't?
Yeah, so that's the focus of the cohort study that I presented on to the Gaming Commission last week. That is a cohort is a group of people who are interviewed sort of at regular points in time, but over a long period of time so that you can watch people's behavior develop and change over time. And we're particularly interested in what some of the predictors of developing a gambling problem are and what some of the predictors of resolving a gambling problem are, because that information is very useful in developing prevention and treatment services. So the report that I presented to the Gaming Commission on Thursday last week focused on the changes in people's behavior between 2013-2014 when we first interviewed them. Then we interviewed them again in 2015, and then we interviewed them again in 2016. And we were looking at changes in their gambling behavior over that three-year period. And we've continued to interview people, so we actually will be publishing a report probably early next year that's going to then look specifically at what variables predict people's change in status over that period of time. And we'll be interested ultimately to see if those predictors of change remain the same after the casinos have opened or if they change in response to the opening of the casinos.
Has the research so far been helpful in developing programs to prevent or to treat problem gambling?
Well, we would like to think so. Certainly the baseline general population survey that we did helped inform the strategic plan that the Department of Public Health and the Gaming Commission adopted to develop treatment and prevention services for problem gamblers. The really interesting in my opinion, one of the most interesting findings of the current report has to do with the apparent reluctance that people who gamble have in stopping their in abstaining from gambling, even if they develop a problem. So one of the key things that we saw was that whether people were classified as problem gamblers or at-risk gamblers or even recreational gamblers, even if their gambling behavior seemed to get out of control or begin causing some problems, they were very unlikely to completely abstain from gambling. So they continued to gamble even though they might be experiencing difficulties. And that suggests the importance of programs, the kinds of responsible gaming programs that the Gaming Commission has now made available to people in Massachusetts, both the GameSense advisors programs that are inside the casinos, and then also the budgeting tool, the Play My Way budgeting tool that's available to patrons at Plain Ridge Park, I believe, and I'm pretty sure that there is a budgeting tool capability that's going to be coming along for patrons of both MGM Springfield and Encore Boston Harbor.